Sounds like a lot of...
Hoopla!
Sounds like a lot of...
Hoopla!
Sounds like a...
Hoopla!
Hey everybody, Dan Boyes here from the Aussie Hoopla podcast. And first off, I just want to give a big thank you to everyone who tunes into the podcast every month. I enjoy having the discussion with the guys we have on the show each month, but to be honest, I wouldn't bother taking all the time and effort that there is in putting on a show if it wasn't for the tweets of support, the messages through Facebook, and of course the downloads and subscriptions from iTunes that let me know that you guys appreciate and enjoy the show too. In order to give you more podcasts, what we've done this month is move the Aussie Hoopla podcast from one hosting service to another. So bear with us as we transfer a lot of those past episodes. And if you want to listen to the latest episodes, I suggest that you head over and subscribe via iTunes so you get it number one on your phone before anyone else. Head to iTunes and type in Aussie Hoopla. It's the same name, it's the same brand. You'll just see that on one, there'll obviously be more podcasts, and we'll also have our latest podcast with none other than Nick Popovich, strength and conditioning coach to over four NBL championship teams. That's online. It's up right now, but you'll have to go to the new Aussie Hoopla iTunes feed to get it. So it's pretty simple. Head to Aussie Hoopla, type it in, search for it on iTunes. You'll find two Aussie Hoopla feeds. You simply need to subscribe or download now on from the newest one, which features the podcast with Nick Popovich. And of course, doesn't have the podcast that you're listening to right now. Okay, that's just a bit of a heads up. I look forward to you obviously going and subscribing there so you can download the future episodes. While you're there, you know that I love any comments and ratings that you can give us. Obviously, moving from one feed to another, we're now back to scratch. So if you could give us a quick message or a rating out of five, it will help us get seen by more people on iTunes and ultimately give us more revenue from the ads on the show and sponsors of the show so we can do more of this for you. Because although you might not think so, it does cost a fair bit of money to host the website and get the podcast hosts, buy the recording equipment, so on and so forth. Oh, I know. It's a tough luck story. All of us Aussie basketball blog battlers struggling. So, I'm not asking for any money or anything like that. Simply, if you could, though, head to Aussie Hoopla on iTunes, hit subscribe, leave us a rating out of five, and any comments would be fantastic. If you want to go that little bit further, as mentioned on the last podcast, and be a part of the Aussie Hoopla team, we've got openings for people who want to become guest bloggers on the site. More than, this isn't supposed to be just the voice of one man, and we do have five or six writers currently for Aussie Hoopla, but we do want to get the opinions of Australian basketball tragics like you out there, and if you head to the Write For Us page on the Aussie Hoopla site, you'll see that we are the number one basketball podcast on the net. That's right, you might have heard me say it a few times, but we really are when it comes to people finding the Aussie Hoopla blog through Google. Those other basketball blogs that are out there, they might be great, and I'm not putting them down in one iota. There's some great content and great people out there, but what that means is if you want to go and write an article about whether this is Nathan Jawai's last year on the Boomers, and someone, wants to find out what Nathan Jawai is doing and how he's performing with the Boomers, they go to Google. Who are they going to find? They're going to find you. What if you want to write an article about some NBL legends from the past, like Derek Rucker or John Riley or guys like that? They're going to go to Google. Where are they going to find your article? Number one is going to be an Aussie Hoopla. You can check out, any of the articles that we've written on guys like Derek Rucker, John Riley, just two examples that we just threw out then. You'll find Aussie Hoopla on the front page because the authority of Aussie Hoopla is stronger than any other basketball blog in Australia on there. So I want to help other people just like you who want to be heard, write us a blog, put it up on Aussie Hoopla. We'll help you out, get it sorted, get you a username, get everything sorted. All you need to do is email us at info@aussiehoopla. We'll work out the rest from there. But here's an opportunity for you to get your voice heard, be seen by members of the media that might lead to something else, have the people on social media read and approve your articles. If you've got an opinion about basketball in Australia, Aussie Hoopla is the best platform for you to be on. In saying that, that's it. Like I said, please head over to iTunes, subscribe to our newest podcast feed. Once more, thank you so much for following me. It's been over 3.5 years since Aussie Hoopla kicked off. Appreciate every single person who's ever downloaded an episode, and we'll be back with some more very shortly with some NBL legends from the past, some of our elite coaching fraternity, as well as some of the biggest names overseas. AussieHoopla.com, the best damn basketball podcast on the net.